here in Bastyr visiting with PCM Chase Weidman. Chase, good performance for you in the high jump today. You got fifth. I know it probably wasn't quite where you wanted to be at, but still a really good overall performance. Can you kind of walk me through your efforts here tonight?
Well, I'm always just trying to be at my best, jump higher than I have before. So really, like, I'm not focused on, like, actually beating other people. I'm just focused on getting better.
How do you feel like you've grown the most from last season to this year in terms of your performance in the high jump?
My form has gotten just a lot better. I really started to work more with my coaches.
And I know you hit 5'11 at one point this year. Do you kind of have any personal goals as you go throughout the season of a height that you want to reach?
I'm hoping to hit 6 foot this year by some point, but that's my goal.
Is there anything that you've really done different much in your technique in terms of other years, or is it kind of just trying to get better at what you've been doing?
Well, it's not like a whole lot different, but I'm focused on building up more speed, using my arms a little more, just getting a bigger arch.
And can you kind of talk about too, as the weather, obviously it's cold here tonight and some of these early meets, is that, does that affect you a little bit in the high jump? Because sometimes there's a lot of waiting around like there was tonight and to prepare. How do you stay warm? How do you stay fresh?
Yeah, it's rough in the cold weather, especially when it's windy. I'm just trying to keep moving around, shake out my legs, do everything I can, just stay warm, keep loose.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you.
Visiting with PCM senior Mark Busson here in Bastyr. Mark, first place for you in the shot put today. Can you kind of talk about how well you performed this season and kind of where you've jumped from last season to this year?
Yeah, from last season to this year was a really big jump. It was about 6 feet, and I'm coming into this meet. Last meet, I PR'd going into, I forgot what meet it was, but I PR'd at that meet. Then coming into this meet, I was really looking forward to seeing what I can throw again, and then I PR'd again. And I'm, you know, it's just nice being able to see each week I get better and better. And I'm really looking forward to what I will be able to do later on in the year.
Anything you've changed form technique-wise from last season going into this year to get better and to get even stronger?
Yeah, I changed a little bit of my glide technique, just starting at like a different positioning and different steps. And I've definitely seen an improvement on that and just doing it more and more, because last year was my first year ever doing shot put. And then this year is my second year, and all I've been doing is an improvement.
Any kind of goals as you go throughout the season? You know, obviously you want to go to the Drake Relays, you want to get that far, but you have any kind of really personal goals or a specific distance you want to hit?
Yeah, I really want to break 50 feet. 50 feet is definitely my goal, and each meet I just keep getting closer and closer to it.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Here in Bastyr, visiting with the PCM, first place tonight, Shuttle Hurdle Relay team, Griffin Olson, Jaden Hauser, and Jake Winters. Guys, obviously you're missing a couple key pieces to your team, but you guys filled in great tonight. That first place, can you kind of talk about what you did and how you guys stepped up to take first?
Yeah, I think just like practicing like constantly over hurdles and finishing like our techniques and stuff like that. But tonight wasn't clean, but I mean, it's the start to the year.
Yeah, I would say just practicing and the confidence knowing that we can race in this, even with subs. So kind of just the confidence in that.
Yeah, it's pretty early in the year with all this weather and stuff. We tried to practice as much as we could, but we got technique down, got over the hurdles, and we're all set for today.
What are the challenges of not having two of your regulars with you for this event and being able to kind of adjust to some new faces in your team?
I mean, probably obviously just like not knowing like what time we're going to get, and we're like, it's not going to be the same or as perfect as what it could be, but having like the subs, it's always great to like see their competition, and also if we need a guy to sub in, if we got them.
I would say the same thing pretty much. It's not going to be the same time, but it's something that we can work with, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same with the guys we had last year. Never going to be the same as them, but try our hardest and get our time faster.
Griffin, and we talked about this before, and obviously you guys can't get much better than last season. You guys had a state championship last season. But what are some goals as you go? I know it's still early in the year, but some goals as you go throughout this outdoor season.
Obviously try and make it to Drake Relays, because we haven't had a relay there or shuttle hurdle there for probably a while or ever, really. And, I mean, obviously just getting a good time, just continuing getting faster throughout the year.
And do you guys have some goals, too, as you go throughout the season for shuttle hurdle, your other events as well?
For shuttle, for me, it's just keep getting better and better and keep working on my time, my confidence, and just like stuff like that as a younger hurdler, I guess, just being able to stay calm when running.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with him. Just getting my time better, getting my endurance better throughout the race as well, keeping strong through the end.
Guys, before we close, does this weather affect you guys a little bit in shuttle hurdle or some of your other events, or is it kind of just something you're used to as if it would be 80 degrees?
It's probably more so the other events. I don't really notice anything going over the hurdles because I'm always just worried about jumping over a hurdle rather than the wind pushing me or going into it. So.
Yeah, I would say kind of the same, but it's more of like in between my events. It's kind of getting annoying to deal with, but it's nothing like we haven't had before in a track meet, so it's
all right. Yeah, just staying warm is very important when warming up during this cold weather, and the only thing that really would affect would be wind if it was incredibly strong, so I wouldn't say there was too much affected today.
That was the PCM Shuttle Hurdle Relay team here in Bastyr tonight. First place finish for the Mustangs.